A reflection by Father Luis Sozzano, Matthew 9:9-13. The gift is for others. Follow me. It's interesting to see Jesus walking and Matthew sitting, because you are likely to see Jesus when you stop for a while and sit still. Life is constant movement. You have to do things, move, decide. But it's also good to stop and sit and listen, look and contemplate. You must look for a way to be quiet and let yourself be found. What's more, if you don't stop, life has a way of making you stop, and when you do, you have no choice but to watch and listen. Sinners. Caravaggio is a painter whose story I came to know in Rome. They say that he was a giant of art and converted many people with his paintings. But in his personal life, he did not give many good examples. But I learned from him that the gifts God gives you are not for you, but for others. You can do so much good in the lives of others with your gifts, even if many people judge you for your own lifestyle. Don't let people's judgment block the little light you can give to others. Mercy. In Christianity, we are called to live a life devoted to God and giving opportunities to others. We mustn't be Christians who shut others out. We should be open and be dynamic. Today, go out to be close to others. It's possible that the person whom many point their finger at today may be the person who will help many in the future. We shouldn't point our fingers at others. We're called to live and encourage. We learn from the mistakes we make, and we understand that God has given us this life to live together with others. God bless you and be with you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Never forget that something good is on the way.